You've been listening to CKVS 93.7, The Voice, the Shoe Swaps Community Radio, broadcasting from our studios in Salmon Arm. Community Radio is a non-commercial alternative that runs on volunteer power, our sponsors, and your generous donations. To find out more and to stream The Voice live, check out voiceoftheshoeswap.ca. Become a member and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny. And this week on Live in the Shoe Swap, we're thinking about some basic needs. A local trio that has a different slant on standards and pop tunes, along with some originals to please your ears. Before the break, you heard them covering Radiohead's High and Dry. Up next, we'll listen to a Gareth Says original. But first, I asked Mr. Says about his personal creative process.
Okay. I'm going to put you on the spot for Heavy, Dark, and Pendulous. I love the way it's come together dynamically after hearing it a year ago and hearing it now. And just to sort of change the perspective a bit, I mean, you're a drummer and a trombonist. What do you write on? With
I write on the keyboard, honestly.
Okay.
I'd say nearly 100% of the songs I've ever written, I would have basically conceived... Like, obviously in your head first, but the first vessel that kind of brings it to life for me is the keyboard. I find it a really accessible way to do it. And then, like, I end up writing on, like, Finale software, so...
Yeah.
Kind of charting it out also for me is kind of part of the compositional process, because I can input, you know, a good chunk of the song and then listen back to it and kind of get a good 8-bit MIDI feel for...
Right.
How it might... sound.
Okay. So that, which was kind of leading me to where I was going to go next, is what's it feel like when you hear other people interpreting your music when you're sitting behind the drum kit?
Well, that's got to be the coolest thing ever. Like, that's truly the bringing to life of it, right? Like, that's like, I, you know, it's like giving a really good speaker a great topic, you know what I mean, and then just letting them run with it. Like, it's for me, that's the best part of it is playing the songs and hearing how other people interpret them, because it's not necessarily the same as what I had in my head or what the 8-bit MIDI sound that I listened to for 15 hours while composing the tune would have led me to believe it would sound like, you know what I mean? So it's and I mean, arrangement wise it always ends up being a little bit different than in practice versus theory, right.
Stuff that sometimes sound great in your head when you actually try to do it live requires a little bit of bending.
Oh, totally, right? You know, like, yeah, I'm going to play that 16 times. Like, no, you're not, dude. You're going to play it twice. That's it.
Blair Shire on the bass guitar, everybody. Gareth Says on the drums. My name's Jordan. We are the Basic Needs. Thanks very much for coming. Got a couple more tunes here for you.
that's all for now. I hope you've enjoyed the sounds of the Basic Needs. You'll probably be hearing from them again soon. I'm Richard Sevigny, thanking you for tuning in and supporting Community Radio. Please come back to this time slot next week for more Live in the Shoe Swap.